And then it does begin with the word, these beautiful words from Hosea. Come back to me, for I will love you with all my heart. I will fall like dew on you. And you shall bloom like a lily. And thrust out roots like a poplar. Your shoots will spread far. You will have the beauty of the olive and the fragrance of Lebanon. You will come back to live in my shade. You will grow like corn that flourishes. You will cultivate vines as renowned as the wine of Hebron. It is I who hear your prayer and care for you. I am like a cypress evergreen. All your fruitfulness comes from me. And so, as the beauty and fruitfulness of this reading from Hosea falls like dew on you, and its fragrance fills you with the divine perfume of one in love. We invite each other now into the shade of the beloved. To center. Drawing our awareness into the icon of love that abides within the center of our heart. We are one here, personally and communally, in this icon of love. And as the quiet begins to settle us, we expand our listening out to the endless horizons of universe upon universe. And we draw all sound into the love in the depth of our heart. We open our hearts to the suffering of creation. Gathering all suffering into our womb of compassion. We become present to our discursive thinking. Close the eyes of our thinking minds and sink blindly into love. We attend to our physical senses of touch, taste, and smell, and we melt them into love. delicately, we then awaken our spiritual heart senses. We inhale the aroma of the divine presence within us and savor the taste of the wine of love. like the lily blooming and the poplar thrusting out roots deeper and deeper. We feel ourselves grounding, spreading into unfathomable depth. We stretch until we intuitively know that we are within the icon of love at the center of our heart. here in our heart, in the divine heart, our ground and God's ground is the one heart ground. We yield into the luminous ground of infinite divine fertility, into the flow of love, lover, and beloved within love's trinity, into the ground of pure consciousness, into the oneing. Subtly yet decisively, we sense the illumination of icon shining into icon, mirroring and reflecting lover and beloved, one in one another, in this ever fertile ground of love's wanting. Mellifluously, we become enraptured by the divine beauty and absorbed in love's silence, infused in the inflow, outflow of Trinitarian loving as we repose in silence. The silence one. We are one in the oneing. Ever gracious, diaphanous love, as we live in the flow of your oneing love this Lent, may we glow with the colours of your radiance and sing in harmony with the music of your loving. One in one another now, we bless each other and the earth. Amen. Many blessings, everybody, and we look forward to next week when Kerry will guide us together deeper into the beautiful icon of love and suffering and joy. We look forward to seeing you next week.